Now, one big fall tradition here in Wisconsin is apple season, with many people choosing to go apple picking, buying a bag at a local orchard, maybe doing some baking. But a lot of times we stick with the same kinds of apples, Macintosh, Cortland, Honeycrisp, and so on. But there are a lot of other varieties that get less recognition. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite kind of apple? Well-known or not, what do you want to know about running an orchard and growing apples here in the state? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Beth left us a comment there. She said a friend of hers in Minneapolis used to bring her apples from a tree at his cabin that she thinks were Spencer apples, pure white inside, very firm. She says they took a long time to cook down into applesauce, but so delish. Kurt Leiterman is the owner of Applelicious Orchard in Green Bay. Kurt, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Kurt, I understand you've got a relatively new orchard, but you've got some apple roots, some memories that go way back. Can you talk about what drove you to want to start an orchard?
Well, I was looking to kind of preserve the land the way I feel God intended it, to live off of eating it, eating what we can produce. And I'm growing a healthy product for people to enjoy.
Now, if you got a coffee fan or a serious buff, they'll talk about all sorts of nuances and varieties. Same with beer and cheese and wine. Are you there with apples? Do you have that kind of connoisseur approach?
Yeah, a little bit. Small sweet apples, good to eat with some cheese. And I had a red apples. And
We usually hear, you know, I grew up, you know, you could buy Red Delicious at the store, and I'm really glad we've got a lot more to go with. What are some of your favorites? First of all, just for old-fashioned eating apples.
Old-fashioned eating apples? I love the Cortland. That's my favorite apple by far. I struggled wanting to put in Macintosh because I've never had a good one. It was always mealy. But if you keep them in cold storage at 34 degrees, they last a lot longer than people expect. I can keep those until the end of January easily.
And that's a good point. Apples are a great storage kind of crop, so we can be eating pretty good, still fresh-tasting apples if they're stored right for months, right?
Yes, all apples should be refrigerated. And common storage is your refrigerator at 40 degrees, but an orchard can keep apples a lot longer at 34 degrees.
Now let's talk about the Honeycrisp. This came out of nowhere as far as I could tell, and they're all over the place, and I love them. I mean, I like them too. What is it about Honeycrisp that made them so popular?
Well, it's really sweet flavor. They're crisp, juicy, very juicy. And that just brings it so popular for people that they don't need a mealy apple. They last for a year. You can keep a Honeycrisp almost a year in cold storage without any chemicals.
And we heard from some more listeners on Facebook. Two people mentioned the same variety. Sue said we discovered Harrelson apples while living in Minnesota and planted her own tree when we moved back to Wisconsin. And Rebecca said Harrelson from Minnesota as well. She says they were getting popular until Honeycrisps came along. I don't know if I've heard about this one, Kurt. Harrelson's?
Yeah, I don't carry the Harrelson's. I should put a few in because a lot of people ask about them. It's a really good apple. It's pretty late in the season, though, and I target farmers markets, so I try to stick with a little bit earlier apples.
Yeah, what goes into mapping out an orchard for the different varieties and the times that they're going to come, be ready to pick?
Well, when I started mine, I was looking to graft the trees and stuff, so I tried to get varieties in my area that all the orchards didn't have. And if they did have them, they don't have very many trees of them. So I have some newer varieties around here for Green Bay, like the Oriole Apple, Macoon, Spartan, Snow Sweet, Ida Red. They're just really good apples, and I feel I can set myself apart from others by having a variety they don't have.
Talking to Kurt Leiterman, owner of Applelicious Orchard in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're exploring the world of apple varieties, going off the beaten path a little bit when we can. Kurt, I've seen that name, Oriole apples. I have never experienced it personally. Give us a taste.
Oh, it's a really early apple. It's a mid-August apple. It's a red-green, first red-green apple I have of the season. It's a sweet, tart balance, and it's crisp and firm. Just really good for fresh eating pies.
What are some of your other favorite baking types of apples?
Baking apples. Cortland's Ice, they're really good baking apple, but I pushed a lot more for Fireside and Connell Red. They're both very good apples with a complexity flavor of sweetness, and they hold firm in a pie, but yet they can cook down for sauce and stuff as well.
Yeah, that reminds me. One of our listeners on the Facebook page mentioned making applesauce out of apples. And I've made great applesauce in my life, and I've made terrible applesauce, and I think it was all down to apple selection. What are good saucing apples?
Cortland's, Macintosh, and Spartan apples are excellent for saucing. Also, the Ida Red I have is a tart apple. That's a late November apple. But if you cook it with the skins on, you'll have pink applesauce.
All right. Now, my number one favorite thing to do with apples is to make apple crisp out of them. I assume that the same rules for pies are going to apply there, right, as far as my selection?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, do you experiment with new apples? You mentioned grafting those trees. Do you have ones you might not plant in bulk, but with some just to try a few each year?
I just grafted some varieties that I had picked up from others' orchards, and then I'm pretty much done with the grafting stage now because my orchard's filled up with trees at the time.
Now, grafting, I've heard of this. Explain how grafting works with apple trees.
Well, basically, you take a rootstock, which I buy in bulk. I buy a bunch of rootstocks, and you just cut it at a 45, and you take a top of a tree, they call it the water shoot, or the suckers, the sucker branches. So you cut that at a 45. And then I do a whip and tongue. So I cut down the center of the two pieces and slide them together. You offset it to one side because you want to line up the cambium layer. That's your growing layer. And then you just tape and tar it and put it in the fridge until you can put it in when the ground thaws in the spring. And you got a tree started.
And is that, so do I, am I using a root of one variety and I guess the trunk of another variety? Or am I mixing and matching when I'm grafting?
The roots stock, I'm not real sure about. I never researched that at all. But what it is a non-bearing fruit tree.
Ah.
It would not bear fruit. So it's just a root stock that started, and it looks like about a 2-foot tree when you buy it. And you just put an apple variety on top of that root stock and graft it in to have the variety we want to grow.
In our last few moments, Kurt, do you have a favorite apple-based dessert?
Favorite apple dessert? I like apple muffins.
Ooh, that sounds great. Kurt, thanks so much for sharing this with us today.
You bet. Thank you for your time.
That's Kurt Leiderman, owner of Applelicious Orchard in Green Bay. He joins us to talk about some apple varieties we might be less familiar with and how the apples are made in the first place. You can check out more about his orchard and how to get some of their pre-picked apples at appleliciousorchard.com.